Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Football Garbage Time NFL Podcast. My name is Hakun Wong, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Football Garbage Time. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Adam Aniva of the Burgundy and Gold Report. But hold up, everyone, hold up. If you didn't already see the big news, I won't be able to give this intro anymore after today, as this is Adam's last podcast as a regular co-host. Can you believe it? Adam, I am really sad about this. I got to tell you that right now.
But, you know, this is like before I came on this. I was on your show probably the more – I did more appearances on your show than any other. So, you know,
yes,
it's just a formality. You know, you have a great guy taking over. You know, I have no worries about how it's going to go. But, you know, I'm always going to be available. Come on, man. But, yeah, there's a lot of new stuff coming, man.
Yeah, you know, that was not even up for discussion. You're going to be back here more often than you want to be, Adam. I don't think you're getting out of it. Once we get you, it's like the Godfather, man. We pull you in, we never let you go. It's just like the Godfather. So, hey, like I said, and I'll say a couple snappy things here up front. And for this, I'm going to stop our theme song because I really, really mean it. I am sad about this, you know, Adam, because we've been working together for 7 months now, and I'm positive that our listeners are as well. Like, over the last 7 months, you have been a huge part of this podcast and the primary reason why people have tuned in, as nobody wants to hear me talk, as you have this amazing depth of knowledge, not only of the Washington football team, which you have converted me to in many ways, so I blame you for all the extra money I spent on Washington football team merchandise, but all things draft-related, particularly those small school prospects and all those things that are scouting related, as you've identified some of the biggest prospects in the NFL months, if not years, before those in the NFL have. So it's just amazing. And for the insight you've brought to the podcast and the listeners and the fact that you're just a damn great person, Adam, who I consider a good friend, Football Garbage Time, and I thank you for all you've done. As I've said on Twitter, you are and forever will be part of Football Garbage Time. So I am super excited about that, and I'm sad to see you go, but thanks so much, Adam, for all your work.
Always appreciated, my man. You know, so let's get to it. But we'll save the snappy stuff for my. I'll say what I gotta say. We're done. Let's get to it, man.
Okay. Well, hey, listen. Like you said, Adam's gonna be back in guest appearances. But let's make the other part of this big announcement. Right, the happy part of this big announcement that I am super excited for. That's Trevor T-Rev Soares of Garbage. He's joining us as our new regular co-host on the show, and I couldn't be more excited. I don't know if you can tell my voice. I'm so excited. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me on. I'm about the same as you. I'm ecstatic to be here, ready to get to work, ready to talk some football Garbage Time.
Yeah, and you know what, Trevor? I know you're a Washington football fan, and I thought I had enough of that with Adam, but it looks like I just can't get rid of you guys. Just can't get rid of you guys. Hashtag Hail DC. Okay, I know you guys are fans of the show The Office, right? I know you guys are both fans of the show.
Yes.
Isn't that weird? Both of you guys are Washington football fans, and you're both fans of The Office. It's almost like I tried to find the exact replacement with Adam. I might even call you Adam version 2.0 at some point. I apologize for that, Trevor. He's more than that, guys. He's more than that. So anyway, this whole thing reminds me of the two episodes, one of which is Michael Scott leaving Dunder Mifflin and being replaced by D'Angelo Vickers, played by Will Ferrell, and then eventually replaced by Andy Bernard. And then the last episode in the series where Andy Bernard leaves the show and is replaced by Dwight Schrute as district manager. So I have to ask you, first of all, Adam, are you Michael Scott or are you Andy Bernard leaving out right now? You're moving out. Who do you think – are you Michael Scott or Andy Bernard?
Oh, God. Both of the ways they left, I don't think I would, you know, either way. But, you know, I'm a Michael Scott fan, so I'll say Michael Scott. But, yeah, no, I think the way everything went down with both of them, I would definitely have been a lot more angry. But, you know, they always – I'm not sure handled it with style and class. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the end of Steve Carell, I think. For me, it was the end of most of the show. I still watched it, but, yeah, it was never the same.
Yeah, and I have to be honest. I pegged you as Andy Bernard only because I could totally see you leaving and going to an a cappella reality show. I can totally see this in my head. I think that'd be awesome.
Oh,
I think I just got you a new idea, Adam. I think on your new video podcast, you should do some a cappella. I'm in for that. I think that all
go.
The fans are in for that too.
I'll tune in.
And Trevor, how about you? Are you D'Angelo Vickers, Andy Bernard, or Dwight Schrute? You know, taking over the office now, your district manager. Which one are you?
And this is not based on Adam's answer just because he went first. This is really my pick. I'm going to go with D'Angelo Vickers to an extent. D'Angelo Vickers, especially the scene. This is prime example. Adam is Michael Scott at the bar, hotel bar. I'm Will Ferrell,
yep.
D'Angelo Vickers at the bar.
Nice.
And Michael's like, I'm leaving today, and I'm
there
Will Ferrell says, I'm starting today. So it's kind of played into the episode. So we'll go there. But yeah,
I love it.
I'm like you, Adam.
Fan
like,
right there. That's
I
a real office.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like you. Once the office was once Michael Scott left, I kind of was just like with all the replacement managers. So
yeah,
Will's my favorite.
I get you there, but I have to say, honestly, Trevor, I thought you would be Andy Bernard as well, because I could totally see you going on hiatus for a three-week cruise down to the Caribbean and trying to do this podcast on your laptop and then knocking that thing off into the water. I can see this happening. You know, I can see this happening. And you know what? I'm right there with you. I support that. I support all that. All right, guys.
Word.
Enough of all the sappy stuff. Let's get to work, as we got lots to discuss, including a Washington football team update. Top issues in each division of the AFC, football, fantasy football targets in the AFC, and much, much more. Let's get rolling. Let's start with that Washington football update. Adam, what do you got for us this week?
Brandon Treff, second consecutive franchise tag. The deadline came and went last week for teams to offer long-term deals. In most circumstances, this has pretty much been the death sentence for anybody on that second tag. So the question that I've been posing around Twitter that I'll be having an article coming out is, you know, is it realistic that he could be a possibility on the trade block? Most likely no, just why everything is shifting. But as we've seen through training camps, with injuries happen, you just never know. So it's definitely going to be something to keep an eye on. Second franchise tag, he's not going to return to Washington. Just sounds like he's looking for more north of $18 million, which is kind of crazy for a guard. I think Washington has, you know, set themselves up nicely in the case that even if they do trade him out, bringing back Ereck Flowers after his brief hiatus in Miami, you know, showing that playing the interior part of the line is really where his strength's going to be. And, you know, they come back with, you know, Wes Schweitzer, Wes Martin, which I'm not really high on as far as, you know, his overall stability on this line. But, you know, they certainly added to the interior, you know, adding Cosme, right tackle, like I said in previous show, you know, that went from a C-plus to a B-plus, moving him to the right side because that's ultimately where I said he'll be. But, you know, Chase Roullier, everything they have going right now with their depth, he's the last remaining piece from the Trent Williams, Morgan Moses era. So I think, you know, I would say to fans, don't be surprised if, you know, he gets moved before week one. But it's definitely going to be a storyline to watch going into camp because, like I said, there's going to be some battles for that interior line position. And he's got that locked down, but, you know, that remains to be seen if he'll be on the block.
Yeah, no, that's good information and something to keep a real close eye on. Brandon Scherf also, you know, just a name, a really important name in that franchise. So really interesting to see how that shakes out. It's kind of sad because it's the last Washington football update we're going to have as you as our main coach. I'm going to keep saying this the entire podcast long. Trevor, you're on the hook next week, man. You're on the hook next week
hey,
with the
I'm
Washington
ready.
Football update. We're going to have to go with you on
Adam,
this one.
I got you.
Oh, I know you got it, man. I know you got it.
All
I
right, let's
you.
Hit the boxing bell on this one. Let's move on to the next topic. We're going to talk about the AFC conference. We're going to do that rundown we've been doing all season long, all off-season long. On the NFC side, we're going to do the AFC conference all in one shot. That's right, because we're going to get you information fast. And we're going to start with the AFC North with the Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Cincinnati Bengals. Currently, the odds for each of those teams to win the NFC North are as follows. The Ravens at plus 115 at top of the heap. Browns next at plus 145. Steelers at plus 440. And the Cincinnati Bengals at plus 2,300. That's what do they say, Adam? If somebody gives you odds of 2,300, you take them, right? I mean, honestly, every time, right? There you go. All right. So let's start with you, Adam. What one issue are you looking at in the AFC North, And what players in AFC North are you targeting for fantasy football?
Well, for me, the obvious first guy to look at out of everyone in that division is Tua in Miami. You know, I'm a longtime Alabama fan, and, you know, what they did in the draft, I really like. You know, bringing in former teammate Jaylen Waddle, I think that kid is going to be spectacular in Miami. You know, you already have Devontae Parker. So, you know, they have some moving pieces going there. But like I said during the evaluation process, when a lot of people, especially Washington fans, had him as a guy that they wanted possibly Washington straight up for, as I said, that arthritic hip is something to watch. You know, it was a similar injury to which ended Bo Jackson's, you know, career in, with Oakland. So I think that has to be kept in mind. And his longevity is going to be something I think, you know, we're going to have to watch. On the flip side, Jaylen Waddle. You know, there's a lot of guys in this division to look at, a lot of talent. But, man, I think if you look at Jaylen Waddle, you know, there's already some connection there with the quarterback. So I think, hey, there you go.
Yeah, no, so that is definitely true. All those things definitely true. For the AFC East, I think, because we're talking about Miami Dolphins there with Tua.
Yeah.
I know you want to get off the show, Adam. I know you're dying to get off the show. But you don't have to just jump over here and just kind of end this for us.
Yeah,
man. I'm trying to save our last show, bud.
I'm going ahead. Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that.
He's like, Adam doesn't even want to wait until we get to the AFC East. He's like, listen, let's just finish this. I'm done already, guys. I got my half. I'm put out halfway out the door. I'm already on vacation. I've already tossed out all the show notes. I'm really done with this, guys. But hey, those are great notes on the Miami Dolphins. AFC East, let's just jump to there right now. -155 of the Buffalo Bills, +320 with the Miami Dolphins, +360 of the New England Patriots, +100 with the New York Jets. So those Dolphins just hanging out there at second there. So let's talk about the AFC East first. And Adam, that was great insight on the Dolphins. Trevor, what are you looking at in terms of the AFC East?
Honestly, I think it just comes down outside of the obvious as the quarterback play, I believe. Outside of Josh Allen, you got Tua, like Adam previously mentioned. You got Tua, second year at quarterback, actual offseason, so the virtual offseason to see if he can be what he was in college. If not, Jacoby Brissett is right behind him, kind of a Ryan Fitzpatrick role of last year, so he's got a lot of pressure on him. Cam Newton again, Patriots. It's his second year under the system, but full off season, not virtual. He's got some weapons, tight end Hunter Henry, tight end Johnny Smith. Mm-hmm. And then you got Zach Wilson, the number two overall pick for the Jets, quarterback out of BYU. So I think it's a quarterback play. He's got some weapons there too, Elijah Moore, Corey Davis. Just depends on who outperforms Josh Allen to kind of hang with Josh Allen to get a spot for the number one spot in the division.
Yeah, no doubt, and I am a big fan of seeing how this is going to shake out, because all those years when the New England Patriots kind of dominated, it looks like the Bills are up for a run, but I am excited about what's going to happen there in New York. You know, this Jets look kind of exciting to me, so, and I think that, Adam, we've talked about that in the past, about how they're setting themselves up for, you know, some success there, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Let's move back now to the AFC North as we get the East. I'm not letting you get away with this. You're going to talk about the AFC North, Adam. So tell me, what are you looking at in the AFC North?
I guess we'll talk about the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson's chance this year to really, you know, prove doubt is wrong, that he's not just a system guy. I think, you know, if they don't see more for him, I think that it could be a long shot, but I think they could be looking in the draft next year for someone else. But, you know, they've brought in Sammy Watkins, you know, Marquise Brown coming back. You know, they keep adding guys in the draft. So I think, to me, Lamar Jackson, I think he can have a hell of a year if they just let him open up, because just from what I've seen from his maturation process, he is a lot more than a runner. If they can just get that timing offense down, because I think that's where he thrives the best, I think the sky's the limit. So that's who I've got my eye on this year for the whole division. I think he's, you know, as far as a guy that I think is going to flop, probably this won't be much to talk about, you know, come next is Ben Roethlisberger. I think that he'll struggle to even get through the year, and I think he's a guy that I'd stay away from totally.
Yeah, and I agree with that, and I also agree of not targeting Ben Roethlisberger in your fantasy football draft. Let's flip over to Trevor for a minute there. And Trevor, what do you think, what are your issues that you're looking at in the AFC North, and what players are you targeting for fantasy football?
The issue, and I thought I'd never be saying this, but the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
They have
okay.
Their offseason was pretty busy. They added Jadeveon Clowney. They added defensive tackle Malik Jackson, cornerback Troy Hill. They drafted a cornerback, Greg Newsome, and they also drafted who I wanted personally before I found out about Jahmyr Davis, the Redskins, Washington football team, was Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Mm-hmm.
So we already saw what they did last year. They made some noise in the playoffs. I think another year in the Kyle Stefanski is going to be tremendous for them, adding all these pieces. If they can get everything figured out by postseason, they should actually claim this division, because I don't think the Ravens have quite enough still to get over that hump. They don't have a pass rush that much anymore. They added Sammy Watkins, but he's kind of fading out in his coming to the end of his career. They got a rookie wide receiver, Rashad Bateman. They still have Hollywood Brown. So if we could just get Lamar Jackson to be an actual more of a system quarterback instead of a more of a mobile guy all the time, then maybe they can make some noise. But other than that, I'm Cleveland Browns. And as far as my player for fantasy, I would probably bet on J.K. Dobbins from the Ravens.
Oh, interesting.
He brings a kind of like a little mini Ray Rice vibe to the Baltimore Ravens. Short, stocky, can run people over, fast out of the backfield, can catch out of the backfield. I think he'll be able to still get his every Sunday, no matter what happens at the end. So I like him for my fantasy.
And he's going 42nd overall as running back 18. So some good value there, you know. I mean, you can get J.K. Dobbins kind of late. And of course, one of the big running offenses in the league. So obviously a nice pick there, something interesting. I'm really fascinated about the AFC North. They had one of the best records. If you were to add up all the four teams and all their records, they're the most competitive division in NFL last season, 38-25-1. The only team that kind of bottomed out was Cincinnati. But, of course, we saw how all those teams performed in the playoffs, particularly the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are basically one and done. And, you know, Cincinnati didn't have Joe Burrow for much of the season. So, you know, they're 4-11-1 last season.
Right.
But who knows? They're probably much better than that. So I think there's a lot of competitive spirit here. I think there's a lot of potential here, a lot of talent here. And for fantasy and even for real life, I don't think that we should sleep on those Cincinnati Bengals, who are plus 2,300,
right,
as you may recall. Because listen to this. I mean, it's Joe Burrow, okay? He's going to be healthy. And he has T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Tyler Boyd he's throwing to. Listen, I'm not saying that that's the best three ever, but T. Higgins has shown what he can do. Ja'Marr Chase is Ja'Marr Chase. And Tyler Boyd is a
exactly.
great complimentary number three. I see a lot of potential there if they, you know, get rolling. And Joe Mixon, you know, if he has a little bit of a bounce back year, I mean, I can see this being a very dangerous team. Plus 2,300, you know, that's something I might be willing to throw a couple dollars on in case they actually make a run. And I think they may. I think people are overvaluing Pittsburgh, and I think they're undervaluing Cincinnati. That's the way I see it right now. All right, let's get on to the next. Let's get on to the next division. Let's talk about the AFC South. So AFC South is the Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Houston Texans. Currently, the odds are Colts plus 100, Titans plus 125, Jaguars plus 700, and those Texans at plus 2,700, plus 2,700. Woo, all the way down there. Hey, Trevor, let's start with you first. What's the one issue you're looking at in the AFC South, and what players are you looking at in the AFC South for fantasy football?
Who's going to stop the Tennessee Titans? Excuse me. That's plain and simple.
Good question.
that's not going to be Houston, obviously. No Deshaun Watson, no J.J. Watt. I read this the other day. An alarming stat was they have 49 new players on their team, a new GM, and a new head coach. So scratch them off. The Jaguars, kind of much the same thing. Trevor Lawrence is there, number one overall pick. But that team is young. They did add some nice wide receiver help for him. New coach, Urban Meyer, coming from college. Yeah, he won there, but the NFL is not college. He's a big boy, so
yeah,
we'll see how that
sure.
works out. And then you got the Titans, who obviously added Julio Jones to pair with A.J. Brown, the new the NFL's version of Twin Towers is what I call him. So
yeah.
I don't see any defenses in this division to stop that. So that's my issue. And then my fantasy player would have to be It's going to be a rough season for him. Kind of no change from Detroit, but wide receiver Marvin Jones of the Jaguars. It's a good pickup. He's got somebody who can actually air it out now in Trevor Lawrence. We saw that, and he showed that at Clemson. If he can stay healthy and stay protected, Marvin Jones is a sneaky, good, underrated receiver in the NFL. So
yeah, and he's going 118th overall, wide receiver 50. He could be had for a song late in draft. So Marvin Jones of the Jacksonville Jaguars, nice sneaky pickup late in NFL NFL football, fantasy football drafts. Hey, Adam, what do you think? What about this AFC South here? What are you looking at, and what players are you looking at for fantasy football?
You know, our team I was looking at, you know, before the show, because Tennessee, I'm pretty versed in them. I know their talent. You know, they're the obvious, you know, 12, 13-win team that's going to compete for the, you know, the AFC, not just the division. But, you know, I'm looking at the Colts. To me, they're a really interesting team. You know, Darius Leonard, he's a guy that I interviewed back when he was coming out, another small school guy. I think he is the best linebacker in the NFL. When all is said and done this year, he is going to be the best. And I think what they've got building over there, all about Carson Wentz. Can he avoid the injury? And I think he showed that his best days were with the Philadelphia coaches. He's got those guys back now in Indianapolis. The question is, do they have enough weapons? I don't know if they have a fantasy star receiver, but a guy I really like coming out that I evaluate is Michael Pittman Jr. out of USC. This will be his second year, 6'4", 223 guy. I'm really expecting big things from him. You know, T.Y. Hilton, it was a little surprising. He tested the market and looks like he's going to be back. But a guy that, another one that, you know, had a lot of big plays with Terry McLaurin when they were in Ohio State was Paris Campbell. He's really come up short. This will be his third year. To me, it's a make or break year. But I think now with Carson Wentz and, you know, with Taylor, their running back, he could be one of the best running backs in the NFL when all is said and done this year. I think as a unit, that to me is the most interested team. But as far as fantasy goes, you know, I'm going to throw a rookie out there. You know, Travis Etienne in Jacksonville. I think although they, you know, they're going to be having like a running back by committee thing with all the receivers. I don't think, you know, DJ Shark, all those other guys, I think they've got game, but I think there's going to be a lot of underneath stuff, a lot of screen stuff with Urban Meyer. If you just go back and look what he's done in Utah, Ohio State, Florida, he loves the underneath stuff. Travis Etienne, this is setting up for a big year for him. You know, to me, he's a sleeper, you know, offensive rookie of the year. So that's a guy that, you know, on fantasy, you can get, I don't even know where he's ranked. I think he's, you know, in that mid to, you know, late round value. But to me, that's a scary guy I'm looking for in this division.
Yeah, Travis Etienne being drafted 60th, 6-0 overall, RB24. So obviously some value there, particularly in that
a lot of
team. I think that's actually pretty solid. And I think that if you look at those guys you mentioned earlier in Indianapolis, I mean, there's some value to be had there. With that receiving core, Michael Pittman Jr. going 112th overall, wide receiver 47. That can be head for a song. And surprisingly, shocking to me, T.Y. Hilton at 132nd overall, wide receiver 53.
Oof.
And if you want to gamble on a little Carson Wentz, how about 140 overall? QB 19, the 19th quarterback off the board. And if you want to go deep, Paris Campbell is 169th. Overall, wide receiver 66, you basically can get him for free. He's basically going undrafted in 10-team leagues. So Paris Campbell, someone to look at there as well. You know, I think that you don't want to sleep on those Texans as well. I just think that although we don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, and I don't want to touch any of the running backs in Houston because there's just too many of them. I mean, you got Mark Ingram and Philip Lindsay, and oh my God, it's just a whole cavalcade of leftover running backs from around the league. I just don't want any of that. But if you want to be a little bit sneaky, you got Deshaun Watson there at 262nd overall, 31st quarterback off the board. And if you want to back him up, Tyrod Taylor can probably run a similar system. He's going 315th overall, quarterback 36. So I'm just saying you can go really late and get both Deshaun Watson and Tyrod Taylor basically for free at the end of your drafts, and between the two of them, someone's probably going to have to throw the ball, you know? And they still have Brandon Cooks there. Someone has to throw the ball, right? I mean, it's just going to have to happen. Someone's going to have to throw the ball. So I don't know. I think that may be some interesting targets there. Let's get on to that last division of the AFC. That's the AFC West. And let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Chargers, Denver Broncos, and those Las Vegas Raiders. Currently, the odds are with the Chiefs minus 290 in advance of the entire group. The Chargers at plus 500. There's a big drop-off there. Broncos, plus 600. And those Raiders at plus 1,800. So, Trevor, let's start with you. What issue are you looking at in the AFC West, and what players in the AFC West are you targeting for fantasy football?
My issue is, I think this is the Chiefs' division to win or lose as well, again, once again this year. But if we're going by on paper, I think the Denver Broncos could be someone to watch out for in this division. They added some key pieces on defense through free agency and the draft. I think their biggest concern in Denver is who's going to play quarterback. But if Aaron Rodgers decides to come to town, that just changes the whole thing. I'll take Broncos as the favorite. But, so it's Chiefs to take. Broncos is right there, right behind them, chasing them. And then I think the draft player for my fantasy draft, I would take Mike Williams from the Los Angeles Chargers, wide receiver.
Okay.
He showed last year during the season. I think he's a sneaky, underrated receiver as well. He can go up and get the ball. He's a tall, big, physical receiver. He's a nice complement to Keenan Allen. Take the pressure off for him. I think that with Justin Herbert back there slinging that thing, he can give you some fantasy points.
Yes, that's right. Well, Mike Williams already has a 1,000-yard season on his resume. He also has a 10-touchdown season on his resume. He is a bright spot out there along with everything that's happening there. Justin Herbert obviously just off the charts right now, and Keenan Allen is going to be keyed up by all those defensive players in the secondary. So Mike Williams, nice pick there, 114th overall, wide receiver 49. So certainly there is a huge disparity with where he's ranked and where he's being picked. His average rank is actually 25 spots ahead of that. So just saying,
Wow. People
are looking at drafting him way later than his value. So Mike Williams, a nice sneaky pick up there if you want. All right, Adam, what about the AFC West? What do you got here? What are you looking at, and which players are you targeting for fantasy football?
I got to say, if we're still talking about the Broncos here, because, you know, everything that I'm what I'm seeing is they've got everything but the quarterback. They're very Washington-like, if we want to say something. You know, you're talking about Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, you know, I think Washington's defensive line is clear-cut, you know, better. But, you know, this team added depth to their backfield, you know, bringing in Kyle Fuller. You know, they have now – they just have depth. They have a rotation. But on offense, that's what I like. Jerry Jeudy, you know, he came with a lot of fanfare, and it's been a little quiet because there's been – you know, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a Drew Lock fan. I really don't know what's happened from a lot of people shot him down right away because he's from the spread. But I think coaching has a lot to do with it. So I think Teddy Bridgewater ultimately probably wins out. He can do enough to get them to 9-10 wins. And a guy, you know, that's going to get lost in the mix, I think, early on, I'm sure he's probably ranked pretty high in fantasy, is, you know, another rookie I like is Javonte Williams out of North Carolina. You know, I watched a lot of tape this year. You know, De'Ami Brown from Washington was a guy I was stuck on. But I'm telling you, Javonte Williams just kept popping out on that film. You know, they ran a dual-headed attack there, and Javonte Williams is just he doesn't come down, you know, off of first contact. So I think he's a sneaky guy because you like whatever Denver team is doing, whoever's coaching Denver, we always know Denver's going to run the ball. So I think although they have Royce Freeman, they have a couple of the talented guys, to me, Javonte Williams, and that guy's going to be that sneaky, you know, I'm looking at him as that, you know, that Edwards-Helaire, who I crowned last year as a guy that I loved at this point.
Yeah, and you know what? And I totally agree with that. Javonte Williams going 75th overall, running back 27. There is some serious value to be had there with the Denver Broncos. I think we talked about this a little bit earlier, too. He's most likely to get the lion's share. He's going to at least have half a share of that high-octane run offense. And who knows what's going to happen. Drew Lock will probably want to dump that off a little bit. So clearly Javonte Williams good. And I think the rest of the Broncos there aren't so bad either. Jerry Jeudy going 78th overall, wide receiver 36. And Noah Fant, you know, I mean, the talent is there. He just has to get him the ball.
Yeah.
You know, he is getting drafted 80th overall, tight end 8. I think some serious value there. If you don't fill your tight end early, just wait. Get Noah Fant, you know. And I think there's some potential upside there to be had. And on the other side, for fantasy football, I also want to mention some of those Las Vegas Raiders. You know, I'm not super hyped on the Las Vegas Raiders. It's hard to get psyched about this team because you just can't figure out what the hell they're doing most of the time. It's just confusing.
Right.
And they got Kenyon Drake there now, which just totally bust Josh Jacobs' value as a fantasy football running back.
Yeah.
But you know, Henry Ruggs III, you know, if they can figure out how to use him, and they did not do that right last year, but they said they know that they didn't use him correctly last year, he could be a real force. And he is being drafted right now, 147th overall, wide receiver 57. Take a flyer. He's a lottery ticket. He's lightning in the bottle. Like, if they actually are smart, and that's a big if in Las Vegas.
Yes.
But if they're smart, they will find a way to get Henry Ruggs the ball, and he can create. He's not just a speedster. He can create. And at 147th overall, I mean, he could be your wide receiver 2-3 by midseason, and you would have paid basically nothing to get him in your draft. So there you go. Bunch of great thoughts there on the AFC conference and a bunch of great picks for fantasy football there. And that brings us to the end of the show. So let's hit the air horn on our show here. Wow, that was a lot. Guys, that was a lot. We got
was,
the football team in, all the AFC conference there. We got Adam's shenanigans trying to get the show over with early. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's so much. Oh, man. Well, this has been both an exciting and sad day for me, all in one. But I'll start with the sad again. Adam, thank you for being a part of Football Garbage Time. Thank you for being an awesome guy who loves football. And thank you for all the content you put out on the Burgundy and Gold Report. .com. Lots of great things there. And of course, your new video show coming out soon. I'm so psyched about that. I can't wait to watch that as well. So thank you, Adam. It has been fantastic.
You know, I got to say, it's been a pleasure. Like I said to you earlier in the DM, you know, I've learned about, you know, organization, you know, how to try to run a show. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to be trying to, you know, bring something out, you know, unique. But something that, you know, Washington football fans will definitely enjoy. But I have to say, you know, this journey with you, it's been more than just fun. You know, you've been with some of the most down parts of my life, you know, losing my father a couple months ago. And, mm-hmm. you know, during that time, you know, for you allowing, you know, me to be on your platform and to bring, you know, one of my dad's heroes and me, you know, one of the reasons I'm into this is Doc Walker. And able to do a tribute episode and then to turn around and do on Gary Clark, you know, have him on and, you know, talk about how much he meant to me and my dad growing up was really special. So, you know, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for, you know, allowing me on our platform. Like I said, I'll be back. You know, stay tuned, theburgundyandgoldreport.com. Follow me, the B and G report. Like I said, we're going to get with the show. It's a little slow moving, but it's going to drop soon. And, you know, just follow me and you'll definitely see, got a lot more to come.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I am looking forward to all that. And finally, of course, I will say, Trevor, I am still so hyped about this. Oh, my gosh, right now, I'm so hyped for the beginning of the NFL preseason and the regular season. As we are going to have some good times on this podcast, we are going to blow the doors off the NFL, my friend.
Yes, we are. We're here.
Good luck, Trevor, man. You're gonna kill it, my man.
We are going to blow the doors off.
Appreciate that so much.
All right.
All right, guys. All right, everybody. You can follow me on Twitter at FBGarbageTime, and thank you, everyone, for listening and wasting time with us. And you know what? Let's do things a little bit different at the end of this show. You know, this is going to be in honor of both Adam and Trevor, for both Washington football fans. Until next time, let's have a little bit of team spirit, shall we?
That's what I'm talking about.
Hashtag Hail DC.
R.I.P. Chief Speak.
Okay, that's enough of that. I'll see you all, everybody. Let's have a great week and enjoy your NFL week. And catch me and Trev on next week on Monday, regular time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Woo!
I will see you Monday.